The revenue themselves have asked that question. Their answer is it's not dependent on the length of residence, it's dependent on the quality of residence. That means to say, if I move into a house and I live in it as my full main residence, I have no other residence and this is the place that I live, then it qualifies as my principal private residence and I'm eligible for the relief. Let's say I move into a house and I move all my belongings in and I inform everybody, I inform the council, I inform the electoral roll, I inform the Inland Revenue, I inform the banks, I inform everybody that that's my residence. And 6 months later, something happens. Let's say I get an offer of a job elsewhere in the country or abroad, and I have to move. So my intention when I moved into the house was to live there long term. Only something popped up 6 months later that altered my plans. In such a case, that residence will be eligible for principal private residence relief. The quality of residence was sufficient. It was my main residence. Therefore, even though I was only there for 6 months, that won't disqualify my eligibility for the relief.